If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
This week's report, your intrepid reporter, daughter and dog donned their explorer outfits and set off for the darkest wild woods of East Sussex, Titnor Woods to be precise. After a couple of hours of public transport from London and a short walk from Goring-by-Sea railway station, we arrived at Titnor, where we could see the camp immediately as there were various objects hanging from the trees, including a bath, I might add. We met some of the people who've been staying at the camp since it opened, and after a good vegan dinner and a chat, we're put to bed in one of the many different places they have to stay, which include benders, some wooden huts, some tree houses, and some tents. The next morning, over breakfast, I chatted to two of the long-term campers, Lorna and Hollis, who told me more about the campaign.
Yeah, we're here at Titnor Woods, where we've been camping in the trees and on the ground since about May. It's an area of semi-ancient woodland, which is one of the last two remaining pieces of it south of the Downs on the Sussex coastal plain, where they want to build 800 and something or other houses and a new Tesco's and widen the road.
The landowners have taken us to court and got an eviction order from the courts so they can legally come and evict us whenever they want to. We've got tunnels, tree houses, nets, bunkers, lock-ons to resist an eviction. But at the moment, the developers' plans haven't been passed through the council complete. So we don't think they'll evict us just yet, but you never know. Part of the plan was to widen a road and straighten it, going through ancient woodland. And they've been told that they're not allowed to do that anymore, so they need to rethink their plans. And we're waiting to hear what they come out with.
It's been a really successful campaign in the local area for about 5 years, so because of that, a lot of the locals know about it, and we've had a tremendous amount of support from them, bringing us all kinds of donations of food and building materials, and just visits, like kind of support in that way. There's also been a lot of demonstrations before we started the campsite. Things like mass demonstrations with a couple of hundred people on them, I think the biggest one was, and petitions taken to the town hall, and protests at the fact that this isn't a democratic process that's happened to get to this point. The people of Worthing's voice has been ignored completely throughout the whole process. But we're determined and they're determined to try and stop this development from happening.
Anyone who wants to help can come down to the site near Worthing for a visit or to help with some of the work. Anyone's welcome to come anytime. And you can look on the website, which is www.protectourwoodland.co.uk, and you can donate things to the camp. There's a wish list on the website. There's been a stall running in Worthing town centre pretty much every Saturday since the camp began, and the police have been harassing the people doing the stall. So there's a demonstration on the 17th of February in Worthing Town Centre, going to the police station to demand our rights.
That's starting at 2 o'clock by the bandstand.
It's really important to save the woodland because there's a lot of endangered species, and there's great crested newts, marsh fritilla, butterflies, for example. And once they're extinct forever.
Yes, indeed. Once they're extinct, they're gone forever. And details of the campaign and news as it happens can also be found on our website at www.indymedia.org.uk. This is FTP for Indie Media Radio Newswire.